The Untamable Tongue, James, Lesson 6. In Lesson 5, James dealt with how faith and works are tied together. Both are necessary for us to come to salvation. But as both Paul and James point out, works cannot save us. However, our works will bear witness to our salvation. Moving right along, James deals with another problem in our Christian walk. While preparing this message on how to use our tongue, I thought back to a Reader's Digest article I read many years ago. It was a series on the functions of different parts of the body. The article entitled, "I Am Joe's Tongue," explains its function and how it contributes to your body's health. For example, the tongue is quite impressive as a part of the digestive system. In addition, it contributes a lot to our overall well-being. On the other hand, the tongue can be ugly and can significantly damage individuals and society. The picture is one of a singer and his ugly expression. His tongue certainly does not attract good thoughts. Sadly, I have one terrible memory where I misused my tongue. I know that there were many more, but this one I will always remember. One of my daughters and I were arguing. Finally, in my anger, I said, "I wish you had never been born." She says she does not remember me ever saying it, but I know that I did and will never forget. My sin brought home to me how easy it is to harm with your tongue. Your words can never be taken back. You can apologize, but that does not erase the memory. So controlling what you say is extremely important. The tongue, the untamable tongue. Since I'm a teacher, James gets personal in the third chapter. His warning about becoming teachers is something each of us should note. However, he is just trying to reach us with how difficult it is to say and do the right things in life, such as controlling your tongue. In James 3, 1 through 12, he gives several examples. The first, in starting with verse 1, says, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." Do you ever want to be a perfect man or woman? James says all it takes is to talk without saying anything wrong. He knows, as you probably do, that it is impossible. We all let things come out that we wish we could recall. James 3:3 says, "Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body." Growing up in New Mexico ranch country and having a horse at an early age, I learned this truth, that even a 50-pound boy could make a horse go where he wanted it. Once I got over my fear of falling off, it was a long way to the ground then. He also uses the example of ships in James 3:4. He says, "Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires." The tongue is such a little part. It would seem that you or I could easily control this small part of our anatomy, and yet all of us seem to be defeated by this small instrument. As if we did not understand, James says, in James 3:5-7. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles? And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of our nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. And then he says in the 8th verse, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Is James talking about our untamable tongues? Surely we can gain control of a small part of our body. It is time as Christians we start paying attention to what we say. We have become careless with our speech and allowed things of this world to enter our hearts. When they are in our heart, they always come out the mouth. James goes on and says, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude or the image of God. If we think, we know that how we talk is wrong. It seems that people can hardly wait to tell some bad thing that someone has done. We don't want people to talk about us, yet we find ways to be critical of others. Paul tells Timothy that deacons or servants of the church are to be reverent and not double-tongued. Therefore, we mustn't listen to men who misuse speech. Followers of Jesus are always to be mindful of what they say. Christians are like a spring of fresh water, and what they say should encourage other believers. Cursing or the use of slang words should never happen. Our lot is to inspire others. James 3:10-12, he says, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. It is clear that a Christian cannot be both good and evil in their speech. A fig tree cannot bear olives. James calls for a decision from each of us. What are we to be? Will we stop evil speech and follow Jesus, or will we pretend we are his followers? Please note, in the opening chapter of James, he says, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Yes, James gets right to the point. If we live a life following Jesus, we must practice practical Christianity. Our tongue needs to be under control at all times. An untamable tongue is not going to work.